This is CPR and KRCC. I'm Joanne Allen. Some Denver public school students have started a petition asking that teachers get vaccinated before reopening schools next week. Teachers are not scheduled to do so until March. Kai Vong says crowded classrooms could pose a risk.
There's some groups that have still been partying throughout COVID and not taking this seriously. And we felt that with so many unknowns of the virus, it's just so unnecessary to put a mass amount of lives at risk.
More than 1,500 students, parents, and teachers signed the online petition. Denver Public Schools says it worked with health experts to create a safe plan for in-person learning. You won't have to prove your age to get a vaccine, CPR's Natalia Navarro explains.
The state health department sent a letter to vaccine providers Sunday saying they can't require people to provide government-issued identification as a condition to receiving the shot. The letter says providers can still ask individuals to willingly provide their name, date of birth, and address. CDPHE says it's imperative that individuals are not denied access to the vaccine due to their documentation status or inability to get government ID. They say an ID requirement would make distrust and accessibility issues worse for vulnerable groups like undocumented people or the homeless. I'm Natalia Navarro, CPR News.
Partly cloudy to mostly clear tonight across Colorado. Lows 15 to 20 degrees, around 10 degrees in the mountains. This is CPR and KRCC News.